Charles Wallace, holding her hand tightly, was looking around too. And suddenly he laughed, his own sweet, contagious laugh. In the twins' vegetable garden! And we landed in the broccoli! Meg began to laugh, too, at the same time that she was trying to hug her father, to hug Calvin, and not to let go of Charles Wallace for one second. Meg, you did it! Calvin shouted. You saved Charles! I'm very proud of you, my daughter. Mr. Murray kissed her gravely, then turned toward the house. Now I must go in to Mother. Meg could tell that he was trying to control his anxiety and eagerness. Look! She pointed to the house, and there were the twins and Mrs. Murray walking toward them through the long, wet grass. First thing tomorrow, I must get some new glasses, Mr. Murray said, squinting in the moonlight, and then starting to run towards his wife. Dennis's voice came crossly over the lawn. Hey, Meg, it's bedtime! Sandy suddenly yelled, Father! Mr. Murray was running across the lawn, Mrs. Murray running towards him, and they were in each other's arms, and then there was a tremendous, happy jumble of arms and legs and hugging. The older Murrays and Meg and Charles Wallace and the twins, and Calvin grinning by them, until Meg reached out and pulled him in, and Mrs. Murray gave him a special hug all of his own. They were talking and laughing all at once, when they were startled by a crash, and Fortinbras, who could bear being left out of the happiness not one second longer, catapulted his sleek, black body right through the screen door to the kitchen. He dashed across the lawn to join in the joy and almost knocked them all over with the exuberance of his greeting. Meg knew, all at once, that Mrs. What's-It, Mrs. Who, and Mrs. Which must be near, because all through her she felt a flooding of joy and of love that was even greater and deeper than the joy and love which were already there. She stopped laughing and listened, and Charles listened too. Hush. Then there was a whirring, and Mrs. What's-It, Mrs. Who, and Mrs. Which were standing in front of them, and the joy and love were so tangible that Meg felt that if she only knew where to reach, she could touch it with her bare hands. Mrs. What's-It said breathlessly, Oh, my darlings, I'm sorry we don't have time to say goodbye to you properly. You see, we have to... But they never learned what it was that Mrs. What's-It, Mrs. Who, and Mrs. Which had to do, for there was a gust of wind, and they were gone.
We hope you've enjoyed this unabridged production of A Wrinkle in Time, read by the author Madeline L'Engle. This program was produced and directed by Mary Jo Kelly. Text copyright 1962 by Madeline L'Engle Franklin. Production copyright 1993, Tesser Tracks, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, this is Jim Dale, narrator of the Harry Potter audiobook series. Listening to audiobooks isn't just great entertainment, it's also a great way for your family to experience and enjoy books together. Studies have shown that listening to stories read aloud helps children build vocabulary, improve their reading skills, and succeed more readily in school. It's an important step on the road to becoming a good reader, and one of the best ways to help ensure a lifelong love of literature for the children you care about. Check your local retailer for the wide selection of audiobooks available from Listening Library. Or if you would like to visit us online for more information, check our website at www.listeninglibrary.com. Thank you, and happy listening.